And, gosh, I don't know if Adanya's on this call. I need to actually go and start the Audio Acrobat. So let me go ahead and do that. Actually, no, it's okay. We've got a backup. So all that was on the recording. Yay! Welcome to the call today. It's Tuesday, January the 19th, 2010, and we are really excited to do this call on abundance. And we were talking, I don't know if you're on the phone already, Carol, but we were talking about how big the energy is already on this call. I mean, it's big.
I could hear it and I could feel it.
It's really something. So we are going to do some moving and shaking today. And we're going to do that with the ever amazing and incredible and big, powerful Carol Look, EFT Master and Abundance Coach. So Carol's specialty is inspiring clients to attract success and abundance into their lives using EFT and the Law of Attraction to clear limiting beliefs, release resistance, and build prosperity consciousness. Before becoming an EFT master, Carol was trained as a clinical social worker and earned her doctoral degree in clinical hypnotherapy. She worked for 8 years as an outpatient substance abuse facility in New York City for addicts, alcoholics, and their families before managing her full-time private practice and now her burgeoning business. Carol is an expert at combining meridian tapping, EFT, and the law of attraction to help people thrive in their personal and professional lives. Through workshops, seminars, teleclasses, audio, and written materials, Carol leads people through the process of eliminating their emotional and energetic blocks so they can finally live joyfully and passionate lives. So welcome, Carol, to the show. Welcome, and thank you so much for agreeing to hang out with us today and talk about this very important and very relevant to many of us topic, abundance.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm happy to be here.
So let's start with a definition of abundance. What is your definition of abundance?
That's probably such a useful place to start, because once people get this, they start making the shift. Abundance is not a dollar amount in your bank account. It's not cash. It's not how big your house is. Abundance is a vibration. Abundance is actually a feeling, you know, joy, happiness, prosperity, a feeling and a vibration that you can tune into. So that's the great news. You can tune into the energy of abundance, but what happens is we all get stuck. Well, if I don't have X thousands of dollars in my bank account, I'm not abundant. If I don't get the promotion, I'm not abundant. And that keeps us stuck and keeps us very much in the material world, which I know is real. I know we have to pay our bills. But changing it is tuning into the vibration. And so once you realize it's not about getting the other job or the other house or a bigger salary, then that's the very step that you take to shift. And then, of course, what happens? The money follows every single time. But you must tune into the energy and the vibration of abundance first.
Right. Okay. So that is... okay, we're done.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
That's the beginning and the end of the call, because that's it. It's the vibration of abundance. And what's difficult, though, is when we are in the middle of a place of non-abundance, to be able to let go enough to feel into the energy of abundance that is actually the key to all of the locks to open the door to flow.
Yes, and once you know and really get it in your system, how many times did I have to hear it or read about it, right? You ought to see my bookshelves, right? You know, look at my bank account, how many workshops I went to, right? Once you get it in your mind that it is only a vibration rather than a physical thing, then when you're in that painful or low place or not feeling abundant or uptight and you know, upset about money, literally, then you can say, wait a minute, I learned this thing. I wonder if I can go get it. I wonder if I can tune into it. And you, I mean, how many times have I been in a cranky, crabby mood and I do something because I learned it, I do something to access the vibration of abundance. And I start in a bad place. But I've learned how to do it now, so it's like, okay, I guess I'll do my abundance list. Okay, you know, dragging my feet. And, you know, it works every time.
So we're in this place of basically low vibrating frequency when we're cranky, when we're angry, when we're upset, when we're emotionally distraught.
Scared.
And now we have a tool.
Yes.
So we get to stop and say, hey, wait. And you're going to give us some more information about some of the tools here. But so I want you all to listen to this, that when you're in that place, that is the body, the universe telling you to pay attention, that there's an opportunity to shift out of that. And that cranky place is actually the obstacle to abundance, isn't it?
Yes, because being upset, fearful, irritable is as much a vibration as abundance. They're just all on the same continuum, right?
Ah, right. So let's talk about what we're really talking about a little bit here, are energy patterns. Is that right?
Yes.
Could you explain that a little bit more?
Well, I think everything is an energy pattern. So the fact that you love the color purple is an energy pattern. The fact that you absolutely light up around dogs and cats is an energy pattern. The fact that you get really irritable in traffic is a pattern. All problems and all of their solutions are patterns. And again, once you get that it's a pattern and a vibration and an energy, then it becomes possible to change it and to move it. That's what happened with me. It was always left brain pushing and working harder and doing more, right? I'm a doer. I'm a left brain doer. But once I got this energy thing, it was like, oh, this is too good to be true because it keeps working.
And those of us who are more linearly inclined can sometimes turn around and look at it and feel it and sense it and look at what just showed up and go, oh, wow.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
Look at what just showed up. And your mind just can't help but acquiesce.
Right. But if we get that idea, you mean the problem that I'm focused on is an energy pattern and the solution to it is an energy pattern too? It's totally good news. It is
right,
totally
right. So the problem now becomes a good news. The problem now becomes something that shows up to say, I'm revealing an energy pattern to you right now.
Yes. So choose. And one of the brilliant things about EFT and all the meridian tapping, which I use that in law of attraction exercises, is that a major piece of EFT, even though they say, yes, it's all based on acupuncture points and moving energy through your system, it's also based on saying out loud, I deeply and profoundly accept myself even though I'm in this problem state.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's a huge piece of it. And there's some argument in the field about, okay, how much is we're tapping on meridian points? How much is that two people working together or you're working on yourself? How much is intention? How much is I deeply and profoundly accept myself, problems and all?
Yeah.
See, I've studied that law of attraction stuff for years, as you have, and you know what? If it were that easy to do, we would just do it. We wouldn't have all these problems, but I think we need this, a body-based, you know, a real physical, physiological system that helps us. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have been, you know, doing the law of attraction stuff for this long. It would have already, you know, turned the corner. I mean, they work beautifully together. I've seen people come to me with just the law of attraction exercises, and they're missing something, and they say so.
Right.
They say,
right.
I can't change this pattern. I can't change this old thing from my family about abundance. I can't change this old fear about myself being inadequate. And they can't change it just with thought processes.
Just with thought processes. Well, this is, you know, you and I have been talking about this lately, and I think this is a really important piece of this, which is, you know, the aspect that the body is a really important partner in all of this. That the body is a font of information about where we're at in terms of bodily functions, in terms of pain, in terms of emotional turmoil that we feel in our body. So there's a real place for our body within the law of attraction and moving us into a place of release and shift.
Well, and the body is unbelievably brilliant. So, you know, you don't have any energy and you're exhausted and you're tired, and then someone says, hey, I have tickets to your favorite concert. Suddenly you have a lot of energy.
Right.
Our bodies are communicating with us all the time, and we don't pay attention. We don't understand that when we go out to lunch with this person, we don't understand why we feel depressed afterwards, because we're not paying attention to our energy and their energy and the conversations that happen. We often notice when we feel really good with someone, but our bodies are saying, hello, I'm trying to get your attention here. I feel lousy. when you eat this food. I feel lousy around this person. I feel lousy watching the news. And then we keep doing it.
And so, and that's a really big piece of the abundance equation, is actually paying attention to what our body is telling us and using that to move us forward in a new direction, using the fear as a point of reference within the body, and using that point of reference to understand what the fear is about, and acknowledging and paying attention and noticing it, and then allowing it to guide us in maybe a different direction.
Right, because the same way you could use this story with an athlete, so an athlete has an injury and they say, I don't really want to pay attention, I need to run that race tomorrow.
Right.
So they don't pay any attention, but they have a hurt ankle.
Right.
And they do it anyway, and then guess what happens? They have more injury on top of the original injury because they didn't want to pay attention. Well, with our thoughts, if we have a fearful thought, we try to talk ourselves out of it. Shut up.
It's not true.
You know, instead of saying, hey, I better pay attention because I'm getting that thought before I make the phone call, and instead of accusing myself of being a procrastinator, maybe I need to think, hey, not high energy today at 2 o'clock to call this person. Interesting. Maybe it's, you know, so many messages.
And I think that what you said was really important, which I'm a big believer of this, that most of the time we are actually not procrastinating.
Oh, we're not.
We are just listening to our instincts, and if we can give ourselves a break on that,
yes,
that puts us into flow too, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Instead of the criticism and the blame and, oh, there you go again and here you go again, because that's what people actually go into when they're scared of money issues. Oh, God, I'm in debt again, and I'll never get out of it, and I can't pay the bills, and I can't do that, and this goes back to, you know, my family, and I'm not good enough. And it just, if you could record what you say to yourself, you'd be flabbergasted.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about mental habits.
Well, mental habits, they are so powerful, and we take them for granted. They go, you know, we put the CD in, and we just let it go. No, we say, we're not going to skip that track. Sure, let's do the I Hate Carol track. Let's do the I'm No Good track. Let's do the, but mental habits, they really determine direction in our life. They determine where we're going and where we end up, because, again, mental habits are vibrational, and we tend not to break the habits. So if you habitually criticize yourself or call yourself inadequate, or you say things like, there I go again, you know, you have to have an inner template for this, right? You're not born this way. So if you were told you were inadequate or stupid, or some event in day school, high school, college made you think or gave you information that you weren't good enough, that's what we carry around, right? And that's what we keep saying, but we never interrupt these habits. Now, if you're habitually optimistic, life looks different. You do run into new opportunities because it's a different pattern. And patterns, energetic patterns, if you think of them almost like a swirling, you know, swirling lines around your head, an energetic pattern attracts energetic patterns like it. So people say, oh, I'm totally focused on abundance. And I say, really, tell me what you say to yourself. Oh, I'm gonna get out of this debt. It's gonna be better next year. It better be better because I can't take it anymore. That's not being focused on abundance. That's saying, I hate where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a feeling of lack, and the feeling of lack literally attracts more issues that you might feel lack about. It could come out in your relationships, doesn't have to recreate itself in money.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but
right.
Lack is lack is lack.
So habitually optimistic is something that we can, I love that term that you just came up with, is something that we could actually intend and create for ourselves. We can create a new habit of optimism.
Practice. It's amazing to practice these things.
It's so interesting because I think language is such an important clue. So, you know, some of the language I've used in the past is, well, of course, when something goes wrong. Well, of course.
Mm.
You know, those kinds of comments. When those kind of comments come out of my mouth now, I really notice them.
Yeah.
Because they're distinct compared to how I talk now. And so in that moment, I get to pause and stop and say, wait a minute. And I get to tap, I get to do Ho'oponopono, I get to do something different that moves me out of that. But the opportunity is to not necessarily police our language, but to just notice.
Right.
Just to notice.
And notice
and
then choose.
Use it. And choose. and choose something different.
This is what I love, the idea of choice. So if we have mental habits, and let's say one is pessimistic, the opposite is optimistic. One is, I'm so stupid. One is, oh, what an interesting opportunity for me to learn from this issue. You know, there's always, you know, each side. You can choose now, if you know what your habits are, and some people absolutely are going through life not knowing how
not
much
knowing what the habits
hurting themselves, and basically just repeating what was told to them.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You know my favorite expression, if you grow up in France, you're going to speak French. So if you grew up in a family that said, oh, we never get any place, you know, we're the poor side of the family, but at least we're happy. You know, people say incredible things about money and abundance and wealthy people. And so habits can, the good news about habits, they can be changed incredibly quickly, but you have to do something. It's not magic. You really have to work on them, but it can be fun to work on them. It can be exciting. It can be full of inspiration. Oh, great. Every time I hear myself say, I'm not good enough to get wealthy, I'm going to replace that with, I have everything it takes and as much as anyone else. It's just vibration.
Yeah, and it's not just an affirmation, though. There's a feeling sense that goes with that, right?
Right. Affirmations are a bit, they can be useful, but mostly people say them in a way that's quite canned, and
yes.
They don't have any feeling, so they go, I am full of joy, happiness, and pleasure. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, they've just stepped in a mud puddle, you know, it's like, blah, blah. And you can, if you feel the excitement of a new affirmation or a new sense of, hey, I'm worth it, and I'm not going to say that about myself anymore. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, and that sentence there, I think, is so important, because when we get into that moment of course it's going to happen, or I can't believe you just did that. I mean, that was an old thing I used to say to myself a long time ago. Can't believe you just did that. What the hell is wrong with you?
Right, that's wrong.
Right? So someone said that to me, obviously, a lot. That's why I say it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that moment, I get to say, whoops, wait a minute here. And I get to change it and shift it and move it into something else. And then that affirmation could come in, which is, could be something as simple as maybe, you know what, Jen, it's okay. You'll do better next time.
Yes.
It could be something more like, you know what, I'm actually very capable, I'm strong, and I get the job done.
Right.
And then the next piece of that is, I'm capable, I'm strong, I get the job done, and then I feel how I've done that.
Right.
I feel in my body that I have evidence that I'm capable. I have evidence that I get the job done. So it's no longer an affirmation. It's something that's visceral within me.
Right.
So let's talk about what, I mean, that's kind of an example of an energy pattern changer. What are some other energy pattern changers that we can use?
Before we do any tapping, which is an incredible energy pattern changer, gratitude and appreciation, which all your people have heard about, you know, dozens and dozens of times, they are an immediate pattern changer. So is having fun, so is relaxing. You mentioned that before. If you just relax and let up on yourself and just slow it down a little bit, you'd be surprised. It's almost like then you open the door.
Yeah, so let's right now, let's just do that. Let's just, everyone on the call, right now. There's about a third of you that are multitasking. Just do yourself a favor right now and stop multitasking and just come to the call, just for the next few minutes even, and just relax and just take a breath. And feel the moment, and feel this moment. Anything else, Carol?
Yes. One of my favorite lists is 10 things I love about my life. It's an immediate changer, but all you have to do right now is write down or say out loud, because we can't hear them, one thing you love about your life.
One thing that you love about your life right now.
And you say, I love that I love, and you instantly, you have just changed your energy.
Right. And so this right here, right now, that we're creating, we were actually creating a group wave, which is quite powerful right in this moment.
Yeah.
Okay, again, right now, everyone say the second thing that they love about their life right now. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. I love about my life, my kitties.
Or I appreciate this about me.
I appreciate this about me, right.
Something that you can honestly look at, because what do? We're always focused on what we don't like about ourselves. Let's do some goal setting about what we want to change.
Wah, 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 wah,
yeah.
Wah.
I am so tired of goal setting. I got in trouble. Someone said, hey, you don't advocate goal changing. I said, you're darn right I don't, because it puts people immediately in this left brain, I'm not good enough, I've got to change.
Yes.
Instead of the energy of, hey, even if I don't change, I profoundly accept who I am today at this hour. And people say, no, because that'll make me stuck. It doesn't make you stuck. It makes you move.
It makes you free.
Yeah, it frees you up. So I appreciate this about myself. You know, I'm not going to do a goal-setting exercise right now.
So here's what I'm feeling right now. What I'm feeling on the call is that there's a bunch of people that actually can't even get to that place of what they appreciate. So what can they do?
They can't find anything that they can appreciate about themselves.
They're kind of in a moment of like, no.
Okay.
No.
And anything about their life? Then how about something that they like or love? What's your favorite color? Oh, I love purple. I'm looking at a purple folder right now, and it's the right hue. Okay, and people are like, oh, please, I don't want to talk about color. Yes, you do, because it's an energy changer. So you look around your living room right now, look at something that you love, a painting on the wall, the lamp you bought, your sneakers in the corner, the rug.
Your pet.
If your pet. Look around the room and find something. Maybe you don't love it, okay? But find something that when you look at it, you know that you've just gone a notch up.
You can feel it.
You can
thank
feel
you.
It.
And from that place now. From that place. So it's increments, right?
Yes.
So if you're in the lowest of low and it's like, no. You know, there's this woman I was talking to on Twitter who is totally claiming the drama, and you know, her bio even says, I'm rearranging the chairs on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Claiming that. I'm claiming
yes,
it with a gauntlet in the air.
Right.
Claiming the demise of my life.
Right.
So when you're in that place, that is the place where you get to look at one little thing that you like that incrementally is the pattern changer is what you're saying.
Yes.
And then use that to incrementally go to the next and the next until you can find that moment where you can really appreciate something major about who you are.
Yes, because we tend to be goal setters and we tend to not like what we're doing and we're left brain in our society, we want to go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. So we want to go from
1.5.
Right. We want to go to from a life that is in a shambles financially,
yes.
Professionally, with our relationships or our weight or something. And we want to lose, you know, someone called me and said, my high school reunion is you know, in 2 weeks and I got to lose 40 pounds. Can you help me? No, I can't. No.
Yes.
Right, because it's that idea.
Yes.
We have to do everything immediately around the corner. We can't wait anymore.
Yes.
We're so impatient. Instead of saying, hey, if I wake up tomorrow in a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of a better, good mood, I've gotten someplace.
Right. And I think there's something important here. In fact, you know, one of the subscribers, Judy, asked this. You know, I've been trying to move beyond fear and shame. It's taking a long time. How long will it take to work? It's been months. Right? So months is not a long time.
No, but you know what I heard?
Mm-hmm.
This is so interesting because this is how people ask me. I do audio answers to people sometimes.
Right.
I'm trying to move beyond fear
right.
and shame.
Right.
The major step that hasn't happened is I am absolutely terrified and petrified and ashamed, and I deeply and completely accept myself. The moving beyond, see, it's very subtle. This is what I didn't get for the first few years of studying Law
yes.
of Attraction. It's
yes.
very subtle when you're trying to move away from and goal set and get away from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You skip the step of, I'm okay as I am right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right.
So, yes, and months can seem like a long time, but if you focus and do the tapping and the Law of Attraction, you will feel shifts in 24 hours.
So if you think about this, right? Okay, let's just say there's a whiteboard, right?
Yes.
And I'm here.
Yes.
There's a little circle in green. And then there's a line that goes all the way diagonally across the other side of the board, all the way to the top, and there's red. And red is where you're heading.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want,
mm-hmm.
right? So the goal is to actually become red right now and feel it and experience it and attract the red to you.
You're
not going to travel across the board. You're actually
mm-hmm.
going to bring it to you. So if you were goal setting, that would be the goal, is to get over there.
Well,
and what you instead want to do
mm-hmm.
is you want to be here now with that energy. And when you start playing with that, it gets bigger and more interesting, and things show up. And I mean, it's a freaking miracle what happens. It's been a miracle in my life. It's a miracle in many of the my clients' life when they get this concept of be it now.
Yes. So the other thing about be it now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you look around at the green spot and you say, I love this color green.
Yes.
Look what's around the green.
I love where I am right now.
Love yeah. where I am right now, because I just did my free newsletter about this, because when you're focused on the now,
mm-hmm.
you let go of this, yeah, but I'm not where I want to be, which is a resistant energy,
yeah.
Right? So everybody on the scale, your energies and your thoughts and your feelings are either resistant or very open and allowing abundance in. So there, you go to the left or the right.
Right.
There are only two directions to go. You're never really stuck, right? People always
right.
think they're stuck, but you're just kind of taking one step to the left, one to the right. So
well,
in
you know,
the
it's
energy,
but stuck is also a claim. You can claim
yeah.
that you're stuck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you are.
Mm-hmm. Right. So are you moving which direction? Are you opening the door to abundance, or did you just... you know, say something out loud, or I'll never pay off these debts, which is a thought and a belief and a feeling which got you more stuck, meaning that you went the other direction again. So you're either, so think of it as either going forward or backwards, north or south, whatever you want, whatever language you want to use, and every thought and feeling you have moves you one direction. Are there times when we want to sit down and have a little gab fest about how upset we are? Absolutely, that's fine.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Vent away.
Right.
And see where it gets you. How long can you vent before it's not much fun anymore?
Well, yeah, and not only that, but I think there's appropriate time to vent.
Yes.
And I think it's time to say, I am going to vent now.
Yes. Yes.
You vent.
Yes.
And you empty your basket and you let it go and you release it and then you breathe.
Yes.
And then you move into the next best thought.
Yes. And vent with someone who knows how to listen. Vent with someone who doesn't try to fix you and change you and say you shouldn't have that feeling or say me too. You know, vent with someone who can really, frankly, hold the space.
Yeah, and you can, you know, there's not everyone can do that, and you can actually ask someone to do it and see how they do, and if they don't do a good job, then move on to the next person
right.
again. That doesn't mean move on from the friendship. It just means move on from that's not the person to vent with.
Right. Right.
Because otherwise, the people that support you in your venting, they'll spiral down into this hole of venting and gossip and then you're in resistance and you're out of flow.
Well, law of attraction, and then before you know it, it's funny how then you have five new subjects to vent about.
Yes.
Because you've gotten it going, you really have revved up the motor with the brake on.
Yes,
and you have so much. But if we could just go back to that one concept for everybody, don't
yes.
try to leap from one point. Don't try to break all the records in high jump or broad jump. We are taking one step in the right direction. And if that step is self-acceptance, fantastic. If that step is, okay, I am where I am, people don't believe that that change in energy changes the financial or abundant picture, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, you're talking
really
to the most
does.
Impatient person, you know, in the world. So I had to really practice this stuff and slow it down. But when it happens, you burst out laughing. You can't help it.
You can't help it, and you're talking to, I'm pretty sure that you're second now after me.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
In impatience.
And it really is quite amazing when, you know, it took me a year, almost 2 years, to really get the nuance of the feeling of this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even now I have incremental moments of, you know, my abundance is even expanding now. And so now I get to expand it with another nuance.
Yes. Yes,
and it's quite exciting once you really start to feel this within yourselves, and I can actually feel that on the call that they're actually doing that. That people are starting to resonate with this notion of abundance. But yeah, it's one increment at a time, and it's feeling where you're at now, appreciating the green dot now,
yes.
and allowing the red to be a vision that also feels really good now.
And trust you'll get the red. Don't
yes.
don't be so obsessed with the red, right?
Don't be so upset. Let go of the red.
Now, let me tell a very quick story that I tell in my book.
Please.
I was practicing, this was years ago, I was practicing with the law of attraction and doing the gratitude, the typical 10 things I'm grateful about. And I sat down at the table and I turned down the volume on my voice machine. And I did, okay, I am really doing it now. I'm going to totally get into it. And, you know, what does it take you, 35 seconds to write, you know, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, I love this. And afterwards, I turned up the volume on my phone machine, and somebody called a client from 2 years before saying, hi, I know we bounced checks on you and we got into debt and whatever, but the $1,500 check is in the mail. Okay, I had written it off for the calendar year of the year. I can't remember what year this was, but it was several years ago. The same 30 seconds, so that was one of those, okay, this is weird. Hadn't heard from them in years, a couple that I did work with.
Yes.
The same 30s, are you kidding? You know, so then I was like, okay, show me another sign. And I would
right.
keep doing it, and sure enough, these things would happen, and I'd say, oh, this cannot be related. This must be a coincidence. But if you love coincidences, just have a ball. Do your gratitude list. Do your appreciation list. I get a little tired of those words, so I use 10 things I love about my life, 10 things that make me feel happy when I look at them or think about them, 10 things that
good.
Make me feel relief, because sometimes all we want is to feel a little bit better. 10 things that when I, oh, finally, I got that letter off. Good, relief. That's a different feeling than the weighty heaviness of I've got too much on my to-do list. What makes you feel relieved? Oh, finally, I got the, did the laundry.
Yeah, and celebrate. Celebrate
Absolutely.
Those moments. It's not only is it, the finally is a relief, and it's a moment to say, hey, well done. Good. Cool.
The celebration is important. I've worked with an energy healer before who said, by the way, did you thank your autonomic nervous system for that? I said, no, what are you talking about? She said, your nervous system is paying attention when you do something that's productive or healthy, or you're glad you did it and you did it on time and it's something that you've been inspired to do. Say, hey, congratulations, you did X. It's listening. It's another component of the body, and, of course, the energy, right, the electricity and the energy in our nervous system is listening. So don't say, oh, you stupid did it again. Say, hey, good work. Nice going. Good job.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah,
just say that to yourself when you've done, when you get the dishes done that have been sitting there for a couple hours.
Yes.
Job.
Yes.
Okay, we've got lots more to cover, but
yes.
I want to give us enough time to tap. So do you want to tap first and then go forward, or do you want to keep going on some concepts?
Well, let's talk a little bit before we tap, because I think this will help people even get their own tapping targets if they don't tap with me.
Great.
The belief questions that I help people with and some blocks.
Okay, perfect.
So everybody has certain beliefs that hold us back, and because they're beliefs, we think they're true. We think they're factual. So we can't get around them. It's like, what do you mean? It's just what do you mean? I know all women are this. I know all men are this. I know all rich people are this. We just have these beliefs that we protect, frankly, because they're in that part of our brain. So what I help people do to find out what's blocking you, because some people on this call say, I don't know what's blocking me. I haven't a clue. What you want to do is say, what's the downside of being more abundant or of being successful? And people will find out. Well, what do you mean, what's the downside? Okay, so picture yourself with the success you say you want, double the salary, the big house, the relationship that's perfect, the blah, you know, whatever's on your list, right? Is there any downside to it?
Is there any downside? Yeah, that's a really important question.
Or here's another one that some people don't like hearing, but it's really good to ask yourself, why might you be holding on to a scarcity pattern? What do you mean I'm not holding on? It's the economy. No, it's not. The economy is a pattern, and tuning into the economy's going down the tubes is a pattern.
Okay, here's one from Linda.
Great.
She says, okay, here goes. And this is probably feels like it's a big risk for her.
Mm-hmm.
I am working on this and loving my home, but there's a nagging reality that our mortgage is so large it will never be paid off. Mm-hmm. That is a belief, right?
Yes, and it's a fear. And what she wants to do, instead of trying to, you know, stop thinking that, right,
yes.
is use an energy pattern, Linda, so that you can actually just say it out loud. And, you know, nagging fears are awful. The pebble in your shoe that won't go away. What you want to do is embrace it so much. It's like you look it in the face and do tapping on it or law of attraction on it and say, hey, it seems that way, looks that way. The house is beautiful, but the mortgage is outrageously big, but I choose to trust that we're paying it off 1 month at a time.
Yeah, 1 month at a time. And when you put yourself in that place of flow, you know, I don't want to set up miracles here, but miracles do happen.
Yes.
I had a friend of mine who does this work. She's affiliated with Joe Dunning. And she had this ranch that was huge. I mean, really multi-millions. And they got a check out of the blue, and they paid the ranch off.
Yeah. And we don't know the background with Linda. She may not be used to having debt. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people are so used to having debt that this wouldn't bother them.
Yes.
Sometimes it just feels like a huge chunk compared to the monthly income. But the fear is the energy to work on, not the mortgage. The fear is the pattern to work on.
Okay.
And
Sorry, please go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so Linda, one of the things you can do is write these lists every day. Yes, the mortgage is there. It's not going away right now. But write your list. 10 things I love about the house. 10 things I love that the mortgage allowed us to do.
That's a good one.
You know, so instead of having the mortgage be this big, bad boogeyman, it's like, hey, you know what? Getting a mortgage is wonderful in the United States of America for people who can, right? It allows us to do things. And if we've bitten off more than we can chew, yes, it becomes anxiety, and then we need to deal with the anxiety, and we need to use our left brain into saying, okay, let's be smart here. What do I need to do? If someone has a mortgage like that and also has a spending problem, we've got other issues.
Mm, right.
You know how people say they don't want to come to therapy, and then they say, they always come in, oh, you know, I'm late and I can't afford therapy, but, oh, I was just at the gym with my trainer, and then I just, you know, went and got my nails done and got a massage. It's what do you value?
Right.
What do people value? So you value the house, the mortgage allowed her and her family to get it, and trust that she's, you know, month by month. It's like when I do all the clutter work, the vibrational clutter work, I say one drawer at a time.
Right.
You can't go into the garage and look at it and go, oh, my word. You have to do one closet at a time. So this can really help you, Linda. So thank you for stepping up and saying that. It is scary, and the fear is the vibration to work on.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right. Okay, so we've got, we're back to belief. Sorry, I kind of interrupted you on that.
So, no, that's great if questions come in. So why, the second question was, why are you holding on to this scarcity pattern? How is that serving you? How does lacking abundance serve you? And that's where people say, don't be silly. I'm not doing anything to lack abundance. My boss is a jerk and won't pay me more. Or I live in this part of the country and they don't have big salaries. Or I'm not educated. Some of the people who have the least amount of formal education are the ones who are the wealthiest. They didn't get trapped in an education system, right? So is there any way that you might be able to admit that lacking abundance serves you? Does it keep you in a place with your colleagues? Does it keep you in a conversation that, frankly, you enjoy? Does it keep you in a place so people aren't jealous of you? You know, I have a standing out issue that I finally cleared and had to deal with, but I was an athlete as a kid. So in eighth grade, when I'm the field hockey jock, you know, and the coach puts me ahead of the ninth graders in the best, you know, glory positions of making goals, what do you think happened? I stood out, and the girls ahead of me were very, very upset. How dare she choose her? Who does she think she is? Well, apparently the coach thought I was faster. You know, it wasn't my fault, but what happened is I got in trouble for it. So
right.
Then I had a pattern of, okay, be quiet, you know, under the radar. It's just another way. And did it serve me? I thought it was serving me by protecting me.
Ah, right.
Right?
Okay,
so
that's how it served
you. It's a different energy. You know, who does your scarcity consciousness protect? Is it protecting you? Does it protect your – I worked with someone with weight loss who said, I can't lose the weight. We did all this work on it, and she said, I don't want to. And I said, what do you mean? You've started. You're doing great. She goes, if I lose the weight, my husband's going to be really upset. He'll be too jealous again, and he's going to accuse me of wanting to leave the marriage. Well, that was a whole different issue to deal with. The weight wasn't the issue, right? A protection issue was going on. So does your scarcity consciousness, do you believe in it? Do you believe in scarcity from your family? We learn things from our families and where we grew up and the town we grew up and the news we listen to. So scarcity consciousness, for most people who are listening to this call, they have a telephone. They're sitting in a home, rented or borrowed or, you know, mortgaged, and they're listening to us. So if you can look around and enter a pattern of abundance, which might mean, look at the abundance of books in my living room. I love going to this little park outside my home, and I look at the trees and the leaves and the flowers and the dogs in the dog park, and all of a sudden I'm in abundance. Is it money abundance? No. It doesn't matter. Abundance is a pattern and a vibration. So once I'm in that, then I'm skipping along. You know, I'm in the best mood ever, and sure enough, I come home and some email has just asked me to be in an incredible joint venture. It happens. You know, suddenly
yeah.
Jennifer McLean has called me, right? You know? And, you know, it took me a while. I can be pretty stubborn and really, well, no, we have to do these left brain patterns. You know, while I'm reading Law of Attraction books, you know, and that's where the tapping changed everything for me, because you take an energetic block, which is a thought or a feeling, that's your target, you aim the tapping at it, and poof, your energy changes. And you go, wow, that's weird. That doesn't bother me anymore, because you've shifted an electrical pattern in your body, which is electrical patterns form around beliefs and thoughts and feelings.
Wow, cool. I remember sitting here several times recently in the last couple of years, and something would happen. And because I had such a habitual reactionary response to it for so long, that I was about to go into the habitual reactionary response. And I didn't even have to stop myself. I kind of almost noticed that I wasn't actually really feeling that way.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not feeling that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need to react to the reaction.
Right. Right. But you're used to it. We're back to habits, right?
Right. I'm in a new habit.
Yep. Change your habits.
Okay. So can we tap? Can we?
Yes.
Huh? Can
yes,
we?
Yes, yes, yes. Is there someone who's got, because this will help people as I try to figure out what is the best tappable target. Are there some people who could say, this is my issue? Because we could go to the basic ones that I see all the time, but it might be more useful. It's up to you.
Okay, so let me give you a sampling of some questions.
Good, good, good.
Kirsten says, if the universe is so intelligent, which I believe it is, how come it cannot understand the word no when doing manifestations? Surely the universal intelligence can understand the words, I don't want pain and suffering.
No, it doesn't, because what's the focus? What stands out, right? Ninth
pain
grade
and
English.
Suffering. It does understand no.
Ninth grade
but it
English.
Only understands the what you say after the no.
Right. So what happens, right? You're supposed to circle the important words, the big verb, circle the words that are important in the sentence. Pain is
and
the
suffering.
Word in the sentence. Pain lights up your sentence. You're talking and the universe goes, huh, pain, pain. That woman wants pain. How interesting. The universe,
okay.
Right? It's not about intelligence. It's about a mechanical system. The universe
yes.
is a bit mechanical right? A bit binary. Yes, no, yes, no. The light is either blinking on
one or
off.
Zeros, ones and zeros.
It really is. So I know it seems like, come on, universe, get a grip. But remember what you're feeling when you're saying, I don't want any more pain. You're not feeling terribly abundant. You're saying, get this away from me.
Right.
Every sentence we say, every thought has an energy and a feeling to it. And, you know, you can practice that. Look at, you know, I ride the subways in New York. You listen to conversations. It's like, oh, my word, do they not know what they're putting out?
Yes.
Complain, did this, and did you hear this, and did you hear that?
I can't believe they did that. Yeah, did they yeah. do that to me? Did you? They did.
Right.
Yes. It's really something. Okay.
So,
fear and shame seem to be a big one that's coming up.
Let's do a fear. Let's do a fear. Now, we have a couple of things. It helps to be very specific with tapping, but the fear, is the fear financial fears or fear of a lot of fear of success? And people say, no, it's fear of failure. No, it's not. It's fear of success. That's in my, you know, the common blocks. People are actually afraid of success because something feels different. They don't like to, nobody likes to change, right? We all say we want to change, but nobody wants anything to be different. Right? So no one wants to rock the boat. No one wants things to change in their life. So does this feel to you, Jennifer, or when you're reading it, fear of what?
Let's see. I'm just kind of looking at the at the questions here. You know, some of honestly, what it kind of feels like is losing faith. Is that I'm afraid. It's like, okay, here's the energy of it. I am working this. Damn it.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm about to lose faith because this doesn't work.
Right. Lose faith. F-A-I-T-H?
F-A-I-T-H.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So what's the underlying feeling? So everybody, when you're trying to come up with your, quote, tapping targets, which just means you aim the tapping at it, right? What does that sound like to you? I know what it sounds like to me. Frustration. Hurry up, universe. I'm done already. If you don't show up for me.
I'm going to whatever. Yeah, yes. There's no recourse, so that's
right.
The hard part.
Yes.
But it feels like at least there
I'm
is
gonna
no recourse.
I'm going to throw in the towel. Okay.
Yes.
So I hear more impatience and frustration.
Yes, that feels right.
Good. So that becomes your target for tapping. And any feeling you have, and the more specific you can get, great, that's what you tap on. So now we start on the karate chop point. Everybody, you tap where the... If you pictured a karate chop master chopping a board in half, write that place on his hand that he's chopping the board. That's called our karate chop point. That just corresponds to a primary meridian point in Chinese medicine. Okay, you don't need to learn about Chinese medicine to do this. We're tapping on the point. So we start there and we tap, and we're going to tell the truth. We're going to talk out loud and acknowledge that we have these feelings, okay? So karate chop point, and everybody, I'm tapping like this. Tap, 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 tap. I'm tapping like that quickly.
Okay. Okay? So
right.
Tap, 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 yep. tap, and we're tapping on, with taking the two fingers of our other hand and tapping on that karate chop point, which is just below the pinky finger.
Yes, so I'm right-handed, so I take the fingers of my right hand, and I'm tapping on the karate chop of the left hand. Okay?
Left hand, okay, got
so
it.
So even though I'm really impatient.
Should I repeat it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm really impatient.
And everybody repeat it in your homes, okay? Even though I'm impatient with the universe.
Even though I'm impatient with the universe.
I've been working this and it's not working.
I've been working this and it's not working.
I choose to accept how I feel.
I choose to accept how I feel.
Even though I'm really tired of working so hard.
Even though I'm really tired. We're still tapping on that.
Yes, still tapping.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm, sorry, what was it?
Even though I'm really tired of working so hard.
Even though I'm really tired of working so hard.
I deeply and completely accept all my efforts.
I deeply and completely accept all my efforts.
Even though I am so impatient.
Even though I am so impatient.
Hurry up, universe.
Hurry up, universe.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
So right there, we've changed your energy.
Right.
Right there, okay? Then we tap. I don't know how many of your people know anything about the tapping. So
I'd say about a third don't.
Okay. So then we take the fingers of our hand and we tap above the nose at the beginning of the eyebrow. It's called the eyebrow point. We just tap there and we name the problem. We're allowing ourselves to get into it.
Right.
I feel impatient.
Tap, tap, tap on that eyebrow point.
I feel impatient. Then you move to the side of the eye. It's the outside of the eye, not as far back as your hairline or the temple. It's right on the corner of your
eye. Right where the bone is, kind of there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm so impatient with the universe.
I am so impatient with the universe.
And then under the eye on the little bone there.
Uh-huh.
Hurry up,
right
universe.
Right under the pupil, right?
Mm-hmm. Hurry up, universe.
Hurry up, universe.
The next point's really easy, right under the nose.
Uh-huh.
I've been working too hard at this.
I've been working too hard at this.
The next point is what we call the chin spot, and it's above the chin and below the lower lip, so you kind of curl your lip like that and tap there.
Uh-huh.
I'm so impatient. I've been working so hard.
I'm so impatient. I have been working so hard.
And the next point is called the collarbone point, and you just take a hand and kind of tap right where the knot of a man's tie would be, sort of at mm-hmm. that level on your chest, and you just tap there. Oh, I'm so impatient with the universe.
And it's your fist kind of that you're doing there.
You can do your fist or your hand, whatever you want.
Hand, okay. Mm-hmm. And, I am so impatient with the universe.
The next point is 4 inches below your armpit. It's right, if you had a seam between the halves of your body, it would be right there on the side of your breast there.
Okay.
I'm so impatient. Hurry up, universe.
I'm so impatient. Hurry up, universe.
Top of the head, when you just tap around in a little circle there. Okay.
Okay, right where the crown chakra is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been working so hard.
I've been working so hard.
And it's not working.
And it's not working.
Good. And then you just take a deep breath. So what we have done is we have entered into the energy system and told the truth. And people say, yeah, but law of attraction says you're never supposed to have a negative thought. That is not what law of attraction says. Law of attraction says if you wallow, you will get more. What we are doing is releasing it right in the moment. We're telling the truth. Now, you were gleaning that from everybody's emails that that's what they were, frustration, impatience. So it feels so good just to say the truth. And
right.
I deeply and completely accept myself. I am impatient. It's not working. And then what happens is people after the tapping, they go, well, a little bit's working.
Right.
Or they just relax this notion of pushing. I've been working so hard. Hurry up. They relax.
Right.
They say, yeah, so what? I've been working hard at it. Great. Okay, what's on TV? Okay, what's for dinner? You know, and they release some of this profoundly.
They release some of the tension.
Yeah, the pent-up tension. So now some people might need to do that 3 or 4 times until they go, I'm not impatient. I was just having a bad day, and they take a deep breath, and you can feel the energy moving.
Can we do another round?
Yes, on that, or another topic.
Okay, let's do another topic, and let's kind of take it through 2 or 3 rounds so that we can get to the phrases that are the positive. So we're feeling the energy and then moving into a positive.
Good,
so
good.
Let's see. We've got been making significant changes, especially transforming fear into faith and staying in a good feeling space. At times it's hard to hang on since outwardly the shift is not apparent, even going into the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Sandra's.
Okay. Do you like that one? Does that
feel
good?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even though I have this fear that things won't change, how does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. So, and Sandra, you can change the words if it's not totally accurate. Anybody can change the words to more accurately fit your situation. So karate chop again.
Okay.
Even though I have this fear
Even though I have this fear.
And what did I say, that things aren't going in the right direction?
Yes.
Even though I have this fear that things aren't going the way in the right direction.
Even though I have this fear that things aren't going in the right direction.
I choose to accept my fears.
I choose to accept my fears.
Even though I spend a lot of energy fighting my fears.
Even though I spend a lot of energy fighting my fears.
I'm working so hard.
I'm working so hard.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
And these feelings that I don't like.
And these feelings that I don't like.
We're still on the karate chop. Even though I have this fear that things aren't going the way I want them to.
Even though I have this fear that things aren't going the way I want them to.
I accept who I am.
I accept who I am.
No matter what.
No matter what.
And tap on the eyebrow point. I have this fear that things aren't going the way I want.
I have this fear that things aren't going the way I want.
I can feel the fear in my body.
I can feel the fear in my body.
Under the eye, I need to be gentle with myself.
I need to be gentle with myself.
Under the nose, this fear is in my body and mind.
This fear is in my body and in my mind.
The chin point. What if things aren't going in the right direction?
What if things aren't going in the right direction?
Collarbone. I keep fearing that they're not.
I keep fearing that they're not.
Under the arm. What if things aren't going in the right direction?
What if things aren't going in the right direction?
Top of the head, what if there's not going to be enough for me?
What if there's not going to be enough for me?
Eyebrow, what if there is?
What if there is?
Side of the eye, I can remember and access things that are going in the right direction.
I can remember and access things that are going in the right direction.
Under the eye, what if I am going in the right direction?
What if I am going in the right direction?
Under the nose, it's okay that I've been impatient.
It's okay that I've been impatient.
Chin, I appreciate that I've been in fear.
I appreciate that I've been in fear.
Collarbone, but I've just made a decision.
I just made a decision.
Under the arm, to change my energy.
To change my energy.
Top of that, I've just made this energetic decision.
I just made this energetic decision.
Eyebrow, and I feel a little better.
And I feel a little better.
Side of the eye, things have been going a little better.
Things have been going better.
Under the eye, and I'm doing the right stuff.
I'm doing the right stuff.
Under the nose, and I'm accepting my feelings.
I'm accepting my feelings.
Chin, I appreciate my feelings.
I appreciate my feelings.
Collarbone, even the uncomfortable ones.
Even the uncomfortable ones.
Under the arm, I appreciate who I am.
I appreciate who I am.
Top of the head, and I choose to relax.
And I choose to relax.
And release this old fearful pattern.
And release this old fearful pattern.
Good. So then take a deep breath. So what we've done is acknowledge the truth where we are and said, hey, well, it's possible it could be different, and then end up in an empowering place saying, I'm going to choose to feel a little differently.
Yeah, and that felt really good.
It's incredibly useful. And for people who don't know the tapping or don't kind of get it yet, it is the simplest technique mechanically, and you can change, I mean, talk about miracles, you can change everything. So we're focused on changing an energy pattern, and how we do that is say, here's what it is. We don't pretend.
Right.
All these law of attraction people, they come to my workshops and they say, oh, no, I can't say that. I can't say it out loud that I'm anxious. Like, where did you learn that?
Gosh, no.
Where did you learn that? Well, the secret. No, no, no. You didn't learn that from a secret. You know, you learned it from someplace else. So,
okay, this is really wonderful. Are you open to going a little long today?
Yes.
I'd like to do one more round.
Great.
Loretta just said something in from Oak Ridge, and she says, this is, I think, really important. I'm feeling emotional about it even for many of the people on the call, which is, I have a fear that I'll make things worse.
Okay, and how might she make things worse? Is there a little more information, Loretta?
No, we'll ask her. It's a 17-second delay. So,
okay.
Loretta, how will you make things worse? So let's just see if she can answer that in a few seconds. But
and the reason I'm asking is because if we can have something a bit less global and a bit more specific, we'll really hit the target for more people.
Great.
That's
okay,
why
perfect.
We want
Thank
it.
You for that.
Right, that's why
Thank
we
you
want
for
it.
That. So let's ask everyone who would like to answer that. How will it make it worse for you? How are you making it worse? And so we'll get Loretta and maybe a couple other people answering that so we can get a global yet targeted.
Because sometimes people just think that because they made a mistake 12 years ago.
Right.
And they can't get out of the fear of that. Sometimes people think, yes, but if I use my energy and my thoughts, and I suddenly they've been taught that now thoughts are so important, and every thought they have, they're freaked out by.
Okay. So while people are answering that, Carla asks, what if things aren't getting better, as you just said, during the tapping? It felt like a lie to me, not the truth.
that things are not getting better,
mm-hmm.
well, then that becomes your next target. Even though the truth is things aren't getting better, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. That is the first step. People are like, no, I want to feel better. No, the first step is not to feel better. The first step is to accept your feeling. Even
wow,
though,
that's really cool.
Right? And, God, it took me so long to get that. Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, because it's like, okay, that feels like a lie. So then you say, even though that feels like a lie.
Yes, which is why affirmations often don't work, because the tail ender says, well, that's stupid.
That's stupid.
Well, that's ridiculous. That things aren't getting better.
You don't believe that.
Yeah, you don't believe that. So then you say, even though the truth is they're not getting better and I'm still scared.
Yes.
See, because when you're really afraid, you're right. not very resourceful. I'm not resourceful when I'm afraid. Are you kidding? I have, you know, I have about two responses when I'm afraid, right? Withdraw
right.
or attack. That's what most
right.
people do when they're freaked out, right? So
okay.
you can't access, you can't be very resourceful, but if you can reduce your fear or your upset just a few points on the scale, then suddenly
right.
an idea, suddenly ideas come to you, insights come to you, creativity, it's amazing what can happen when you just lower that tension a little bit.
Okay, so we have Loretta's response, which is the course that she wants to take with her marriage and career. She's afraid of making it worse, I think was what we... I have a fear they'll make it worse. We've got a bunch of other people, so I'm going to tell you a couple.
Yes, good.
And so it's stressing me out, and I worry about my health. Audrey says people are going to say untrue things about me when I'm in abundance.
Mm.
Camille says making bad decisions that get me even more stuck financially and emotionally. Betty is afraid of not taking enough action. Sue says I'll lose my income, making the wrong decision. I could get more in debt. I'm becoming more emotional. I have money, and I'll make more. If I have money, I'll make more worse mistakes.
Interesting. Isn't that
fascinating? And there's one here about fearing standing out and being judged as not good enough. So we've got a couple of those,
yes.
too.
The judgment is a very good one to tap on. I'm afraid of what they're going to say. But you wouldn't have that unless you've had it before. So the last time you were promoted, the last time you reached your goal weight, the last time something good happened, somebody said something, or else
right.
you wouldn't be afraid of being judged.
Right.
So this, now we're going to combine a little bit of a general with a specific.
Okay.
In common, they had, I'm afraid I'm going to make a mistake. Now, we're not
yes.
giving them advice to switch jobs, switch husbands, switch careers. We're not doing any of that. So
right.
I'm not sure where they're getting it, and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
The target is, the fear is connected to, I'm going to make a mistake. You had
I'm
someone say wrong
make
decision,
mistake.
Make a
yes.
mistake, do the wrong thing, get into worse trouble.
Right.
So there's a fear of stepping out. There's a fear of making a change for those reasons.
Cool.
Now, I guarantee that they've made a mistake before and they didn't treat themselves very kindly about it, or somebody else didn't. You know, if we,
yeah,
if we lined up all our mistakes, oh, Lord, right? But it's how do we treat them? How do we treat ourselves when, as a result? So back to the karate chop point and everybody
okay.
with this issue. If you don't have this issue, I recommend tapping anyway. And
okay.
see if it gets a charge for you. Karate chop. Even though I'm afraid I'm going to make a mistake.
Even though I'm afraid I'm going to make a mistake.
And that's going to get me into trouble.
And that's going to get me into trouble.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
I choose to accept myself anyway. This is amazing. I didn't realize this, but this is totally resonating
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Excellent. Even though I'm afraid I'm going to make another mistake.
Even though I'm afraid I'm going to make another mistake.
Like last time.
Like last time.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
Even though I'm frozen because I'm afraid I'll make a mistake.
Even though I'm frozen because I'm afraid I'll make a mistake.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
Tap on the eyebrow point. What if I make a wrong decision?
What if I make a wrong decision?
Side of the eye. What if I make a mistake?
What if I make a mistake?
Under the eye. Again.
Again.
Under the nose. I'm haunted by my old mistakes.
I'm haunted by my old mistakes.
Chin. What if I make a mistake this time?
What if I make a mistake this time?
Collarbone. I'm so afraid to do something different.
I'm so afraid to do something different.
Under the arm. What if I make another mistake?
What if I make another mistake?
Top of the head. What if I go in the wrong direction?
What if I go in the wrong direction?
Eyebrow, what if I go in the right direction?
What if I go in the right direction?
Side of the eye, what if I listen so deeply to myself?
What if I listen so deeply to myself?
Under the eye, that I trust and know.
That I trust and know.
Under the nose, what the right decision is.
What the right decision is.
Chin, I choose to trust my gut.
I choose to trust my gut.
Collarbone, I choose to listen to my gut.
I choose to listen to my gut.
Under the arm, I choose to accept myself even though I'm afraid.
I choose to accept myself even though I'm afraid.
Top of the head, I'm allowed to be afraid.
I'm allowed to be afraid.
Eyebrow, there's a good reason to be afraid.
There's a good reason to be afraid.
Side of the eye, but I've just made the decision.
But I've just made the decision.
Under the eye, to take myself off the hook.
To take myself off the hook.
Under the nose, and go slowly.
And go slowly.
Chin, with integrity.
With integrity.
Collarbone, I know I have integrity.
I know I have integrity.
Under the arm, I choose to make the decision that's best for me.
I choose to make the decision that's best for me.
Top of that, I choose to accept myself no matter what.
I choose to accept myself no matter what.
Take a breath. How'd that feel?
That was awesome. I want to tell everyone that you're going to be able to download this call, so this call will be a downloadable call that you can own. And what I recommend is that for some of you who may not have gone through a transition, that you can do the first round of tapping a couple of times.
Yes.
So there were three rounds in that.
Mm-hmm.
The first round was really about the negative, and sometimes we need to explore that a little bit longer. Is that true?
Yes. Their,
okay.
their first 10 years of tapping and EFT, no one did anything positive statements.
Is that right?
And they had profound changes.
I had no idea.
Oh, the positive is new.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, traditional EFTers don't like you to use positive statements.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
The other thing, someone said they were getting more emotional. That's good news. It means we've hit something. It means we're hitting a block. There needs to be a release. And all you do is you keep tapping while you're emotional. You're in it already. Keep tapping. You know, the tapping I said on another call with you, it's like you bring up the document and then you can edit it. But until you deal, until you address the issue that's really going on, you're not going to be able to be, you got to be in it to win it is what they say in New York about the lottery. You got to be in it to win it. All the advertisements are about that. So it's okay to be more emotional. It's okay to be a little confused. It's okay to say, hey, wow, I feel something.
Right. Okay, so I think what a lot of you hopefully got out of this call is that Carol is a font of knowledge. And different nuances. I mean, I think you've all understood now. We've done three different tappings on kind of almost three different topics.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that each one is a nuance that gets to another layer of release. And so one of the things that Carol has done is she's put together a special package. She worked on this all fall. I heard this wonderful stuff about she. We would have these conversations. She'd be so excited that she was just in the studio and, oh, my God, this stuff. You can't believe what I did today in the studio. And so now this product is available. It's fresh off the press. And it is available you did release it to your list in December, and now you're releasing it again in a new, it's not available anymore, is it?
No, it's available, but not the package, which has all these,
right.
Doubled the value for your list, people. I got in trouble
Wonderful.
With someone from my list who said, hey, I heard you on Jennifer McLean that you're doing this special package. I didn't get the special, you know, they can buy the 18 CDs, but they can't buy it with all the extras. So this is a 50%
okay.
Double for you.
Okay, so it's basically 50% off. So it's basically what she did was she took her package, doubled it, and kept the price the same. So you're getting a huge package for. So just imagine, I believe there's 9 calls on this package where you actually walk them through a session so they can get the real nuances of a long session.
Yes.
And there's 9 different versions of that. Is that true?
Yes, 9 different people. One, a guy, I do 2 sessions with him, but someone who's afraid of clarity, someone who's afraid of opening their business, you know, all about business abundance and fear, someone who got grief issues and didn't realize that was keeping her back, a guy who's a, you know, has all these fears, you know, that come from childhood stuff. It's just, it's fascinating because they're so different, all
yes.
different ages and...
Yeah, and so you can tap along to this stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Just like we did today. And on top of that, you've got all kinds of important information plus other tapping techniques.
Right. The Business Abundance Now package is 18 CDs, and 9 of them are live sessions, and 9 of them are about keys to building your business of any kind. And if your business is running your family, that applies too. So that's the actual Business Abundance package. And then I have... downloadable teleclasses that have already been recorded where I take people 10 minutes at a time and work through their fears of abundance and law of attraction issues. And then I have the ebook on attracting abundance with EFT. And then the 52 tap-alongs, which are 8-minute tap-alongs, one for each week, about fears and blocks you might have to abundance. So
that is fantastic. I love the 52 tap-alongs because you can take a topic a week
right.
and really truly clear it.
Yes.
So this is an amazing package that Carol has put together for us. And if you're interested in checking out that package, you can actually click on the link on the page right there, and it will take you there. And what is the URL again?
It is www.attractingabundance.com/McLean, McLean.
And that's the only place that you can go to get all of these extra products along with her wonderful package of Abundance for Business.
And we haven't figured out how long that's going to be up, have we?
No, we have not.
Okay.
We did actually offer it during Prediction Week, so for those of you who missed it during Prediction Week for any reason, it's now available again. And we're going to let's keep it up for, let's say, through Sunday?
Sunday is good.
Okay. So you have till Sunday to make a decision to check this out and purchase it. So, again, I strongly recommend Carol's work, and you can see from the nuances. We just did, 15 minutes really fast. Just imagine having an entire package where you could really sit down, go through it, and really work through some of this stuff and many of the questions that I'm getting. If you have those kinds of questions and you submitted a question, seriously consider this as a solution to help you get there. The other thing we wanted to talk about a little bit is the workshop that we have coming up.
Ta-da!
So, Carol and I had, as you can tell, I think, that Carol and I have a wonderful connection.
Mm-hmm.
We actually met through Healing with the Masters,
mm-hmm.
and we immediately just said, wow, I love you too, and realized what benefits that both of our work do for each other, and our backgrounds dovetail so perfectly as well. By the way, Carol, I was an elite athlete playing field hockey in high school and college. So there's another quinky dink. Carol immediately invited me to participate with Bob Doyle to do a workshop in New Jersey in March.
Yep.
And so why don't you tell us a little bit more about the workshop?
Well, it is so cool. It's called Turning Your Passion into Profit. And it's Bob Doyle from The Secret, Jennifer McLean, Carol Look, Rick Wilkes, and Nick Wartner, who does a segment. And it's all about helping people who have these brilliant ideas take them to the next level. And some people are coming and they're incredibly successful already, but they still want to go to the next level. And we're teaching vibrational technology, so we're doing Ho'oponopono, EFT, other vibrational yes-no issues. Bob Doyle is doing all his law of attraction stuff, which has always been wonderful, but he has just stepped up to a whole new level. Rick is doing vibrational courses, and it's just, it's so exciting, and it's 20 minutes outside of New York. People who have not gotten a business yet, all the way up to people who are well advanced into their businesses, because it'll take everybody, no matter where you are, to the next several layers in your business. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. The group that is forming is so exciting, and they're coming from all over the world, Jen. We got a lot of people. We're getting people from Sweden and the Netherlands and England and Vancouver and, all over the place, and here we are in New York, New Jersey. So it's going to be a hot one.
Yeah, and so if you're interested in that, it's wealthbeyondreason.com/passionprofit.
Yeah.
So I did have a question just a minute ago. So there are two buttons. One is a button and one is a link. So the three links all go to Passion Profit, and the button goes to the 50% off of Carol's offer.
Okay.
So if you're interested in Carol's offer, click the button. And again, that link is?
attractingabundance.com/McLean.
And if you're interested in the workshop in New Jersey, which is really, I think it's probably one of the most powerful workshops. If you have a business and you are a new entrepreneur or an experienced entrepreneur and are really looking to take it to the next level, this is the workshop of the year to do that.
I've never seen the combination of the energies of the five of us who are teaching, honestly.
Yeah.
It is already catapulting people. They're asking questions about it and interested in it and learning from our websites already. It's going to be powerful.
Yeah, it's the combination of of a comprehensive kind of strategic step-by-step approach.
Your credibility stuff is going to be
My credibility. I'll be talking about credibility branding. In fact, someone was asking me about my book, The Credibility Factor, today.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be talking, walking you right through a case study of credibility, the credibility branding and the credibility factor, and how to elevate yourself as an influencer, as I've done. As most of you know, in 2 years, I used my model, credibility branding, to elevate myself to make a very, very healthy income. And doing what I absolutely love doing and helping others. So you're going to learn how I did this. And on top of that, you're going to learn the releasing techniques from Carol. You're going to learn the law of attraction stuff from Bob. And the resonance between Carol and Bob and myself and Gary and Nick is just... Rick and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. I mean, it is... The energy resonance, it's like this soul group is getting together, and we're going to explode your heads.
We really are. In the advertisement for it on my newsletter, I say the sentence I say is, "What's the difference between a successful business and one that's not? Your energy."
Yeah.
Again, that's the end. That's all you need to know, and that's
right.
What we're teaching: how to change your energy, how to move the blocks, how to use law of attraction, vibrational stuff, and EFT to move. And then Nick Ortner is doing all this wonderful internet marketing stuff. I mean, we've got from left brain all the way to right brain to your Ho'oponopono. We got and everything in between.
Yeah, so that might be of interest to you folks, and please do check that out. If that's resonating at all, you know, just put your hand on your heart right now and just ask either, you know, with Carol's products or and the workshop, you know, just feel, just ask, is there a yes in there? And if it is, then explore it. And if it's not, then it's not for you, and that's okay. So thank you, Carol, so much for joining us today. It's been just a beautiful call, as always.
My pleasure. It was really special. I mean, I really felt people getting tuned into stuff. It was really exciting.
Okay. So, boy, I just got a really wacky, cranky. I just got a cranky one as we finished this call, and it distracted me just a little bit.
Okay.
I apologize.
No problem.
So I get to tap on that. And I just want to, I really apologize. It totally took me out of the moment. I always believe in the perfection of things. So that comment took me out of the moment, and that's what life does to us.
Yes.
It has this moment. This person said this is hokey and fake and not tangible. And so I get to use those words and say, is that true for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I get to put my hand on my heart and say, is this hokey and fake and intangible? No, it's not. And if I'm plugged in, which I am a tiny bit right now, I get to say, okay, where does that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I resonating with being a little bit plugged in after, you know, we just kind of delivered something that was kind of exciting and enthusiastic?
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, okay, I get it. I know where it came from. It came from someplace in my past. I know exactly where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I finish the call, I get to tap on it. I get to do some Ho'oponopono on it. And I get to feel into where it's resonating, and that's what we get to do with all of this stuff. And I do apologize for being distracted for that moment, but the distraction was perfect to illustrate a point.
Thank you,
Dina, for allowing me to illustrate this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for letting me be on the call. We had fun as usual.
We did indeed. Thank you so much, Carol. I just love you so much, and your work is so important. I'm so glad you took the time out for us today to do this free call and allow me to give it away for free as a download, too. That was
excellent.
Really cool.
Excellent.
So thanks, everyone. I love you much. And if you're interested in any of these workshops and any of the products, then please do sign up for it and feel into it and know that it's for you or not. Thanks again, and we'll see you all next time. Bye now.
Bye.